producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Guys, when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to finish up with Buckley, and then we're going to get into what I haven't covered yet in detail. Hundreds reported killed after U.S. bombs ISIS position in Iraq. They were poised to take the airborne in the autonomous region of Kurdistan. I'm going to explain what's really going on here. Guys, print me the Airlift of Evil MSNBC, BBC articles from 2001. I want to just show people that there. This is totally staged, totally fake. We're going to break that down. Buckley, continuing, and you're going to tell us more of the stories in the next segment, and then finish up with your big picture. You want to get into the whole refugee situation and decipher that, but some of the other stories of what you saw in Guatemala.
Well, you know, there was, beyond what I experienced personally, and I can only tell those stories from my perspective, I know that there was a lot of fear in Guatemala regarding recriminations and different people who would attack other people, and then just straight up...
People would tattle, though, to send the government at you? Yeah, those stories?
Absolutely.
They tried to claim your ham radio stuff was terrorist or something?
Yeah, my dad had been a ham radio since he was young. He was actually
youngest guy in Texas ever. I think in the country, actually.
Exactly. He was one of the youngest people to ever get a ham radio license. And obviously, he operated a ham radio down there where they would do what's called a phone patch, where someone from up here could call someone with a ham radio and relay it down to him. And so people could talk internationally on the phone. This was before the internet, before international phone lines even went down to third world countries like Guatemala or were reliable. But yeah, that's true. People would say that he was working for the CIA, or they would say that he was working for the other side, and it was just a very convoluted thing. And the government literally came and confiscated all of his equipment and made him shut down his ham radio operation. You know, and he was really just an enthusiast. He would collect CQ cards, which is basically when ham radio people talk to each other, they send each other a card to prove that it happened. And he had it from all over the world, Africa, the Faroe Islands, Pitcairn Islands, which was a very that was a really cool one. So he talked to people all around the world doing that.
Didn't Pitcairn where the bounty went?
Exactly. That's the Mutiny on the Bounty. Place. So what that really underscores is that even when you have a society like that and you have a government that is literally, all-encompassing and militarized to the hilt, that when people don't like you or they have any sort of personal grudge, there's a bad circumstance, that, you know, they can make up stories. They can say that you were doing this and doing that. And it's already starting to happen here in the United States. You know, there's lots of recriminations that can fly around, especially when there is... you have a government that is really militarized. That was an interesting example. I didn't even really thought about that.
And once governments get like this, it always makes it explode and get worse. It doesn't make it get better. And the war on drugs is fueling it as well.
Absolutely. One of the stories that two of the stories I wanted to tell, and they're interesting from two perspectives, is that my brother, who just passed away earlier this year, was actually kidnapped twice in Guatemala when he was a young child. And the reason why I said it's from two perspectives is because the first time that he was kidnapped, by criminals who wanted a ransom. They basically saw a white kid that they could snatch up, and they took him away and they demanded a ransom. Luckily we got him back, the second time that my brother was kidnapped was for political reasons, oddly enough. We were familiar with some people that were in the government there in Guatemala, and he was kidnapped, and basically they were demanding the release of some prisoners that they had for his release. And the story goes is that they made the exchange, but then they followed the people back to where their safe house was, and then they attacked the safe house. And when they busted into the safe house, they found plans to basically attack the neighborhood that we lived in, which was full of military people and lots of different, you know, middle to upper class people.
I want to hear about this. Tell the whole story when we get back, because it just gets wilder and wilder. The heaven that is Central and South America.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Takes credit, Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, I will break down the latest on Obama supposedly attacking IS, or ISIS, ISIS. We told you that was coming for a while. We're going to break it all down coming up here in just a few minutes. But first off, going back to my cousin, Buckley Hammond, who works at InfoWars.com, you'll see his name on camera and in production and in graphics and music on my first film, America Destroyed by Design, and the next four films as well. And he's just back at the InfoWars base here. 22 years ago, he would help me because he had a recording studio and stuff and was already a successful DJ by the time he was out of high school. He would help me record commercials to then send a radio station and say, hey, I want to come there and cut commercials for you. And they'd laugh at me and stuff, but a few years later, they weren't laughing anymore. And I was there and do mock radio shows. And then I went and turned to an access television. The rest is history. But here you are. So the first 11 years of your life, growing up in Guatemala, and so your dad's down there as a school administrator. And he also, you guys bought some property. We're growing coffee. And a lot of his buddies have moved down there after Vietnam. So there was a lot of government people there as well. And even I know flew some planes for some folks, his other job, because he was a pilot. And so you're in this government district. Start back over with these stories of how wondrous Guatemala was then, and then now what it's devolved into even worse.
Well, the second story of my brother being kidnapped, basically, he was kidnapped by the guerrilleros, which are the insurgent military insurgent, left-wing military insurgents. And their plan was is that they wanted to have some of their cronies released from prison that had been captured. So that was what their demands were. And when they did the exchange with Peter and the prisoners, the intelligence services or something followed the guerrilleros back to where their safe house was. And then they assaulted the safe house, and they came in. They assaulted the safe house, and when they went in, they saw all these plans laid out on a table. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It sounds like a movie. But they busted in, and they found all these plans laid out on the table that where there was an assault and an attack that was just imminently about to happen in the neighborhood that we lived in. And so basically they were going to come back around and capture a lot more people. It was almost like they got too greedy. And so they marshaled a bunch of people and came into our neighborhood, and all the military was there, and they were hiding behind our walls. In Guatemala, you have like 4 to 6 foot walls around everybody's house. And the assault happened, and literally inside of, while we were inside of our house and we were lying on the ground, so we were staying below the bullets, there was a big assault that happened in my backyard. The insurgents tried to come in, and the military rebuffed them. And I mean, there were a lot of casualties. I was young, and it was really chaotic, and I can't really remember it the way that you would remember a scene from a movie or something like that. But I do remember the whole experience and the circumstance. So the bottom line is that for a number of different reasons, whether it was criminal or whether it was political, the turmoil in Guatemala is just, it was very vicious back in those days. But in one sense, it was sort of directed. It was directed, you know, towards one side to the other, you know, and the people were kind of in the middle. And now that has devolved into this absolute, you know, brutal anarchy where people are just running around, murdering other people. And there's all kinds of criminal behavior in the context of drugs and power. And
you were talking about the article earlier, when we put it on screen, mainstream news article about 900 dead bus drivers in 1 year.
Exactly. And
don't just take the wallet off the bus driver, just shoot him in the head.
Well, I think that a lot of what that is they charge extortion. So if you are a person that can't protect yourself, they don't have the ability to have guns in Guatemala, because just like Mexico, you know, they don't have the Second Amendment.
I told the story of the Mexican army pulling over the tour bus and taking all the guy's money.
Exactly.
And him getting on crime.
So if you can't protect yourself, this is the...
But if I don't want to live like that, I'm a racist.
Exactly. This is a perfect example of why the Second Amendment is important. Because if you can't protect yourself...
But these people come up, get in the Democratic Party, and are voting 90%+ of the time to take my guns. On record.
Absolutely.
And the Mexican TV says take our guns. I mean, this is outrageous. And we'll turn them all in under political correctness. I'm telling you.
Right. Well,
this country is a joke now.
It's an ideology that's clearly being pushed by those that want to control you. Because if you have the capability to defend yourself, then you won't be robbed. I mean, that's just as clear as day. And if people, they always say, an armed society is a polite society. Well, what you have down there is the absolute inverse. It's a savage, brutal society with, zero respect for life and zero compassion for other people. What's interesting to me is that, you know, when this whole, we're talking about all of this because of the whole open border circumstance, right?
And the main group now is Guatemalans.
Exactly.
Or, as Biden calls them, our children.
And, you know, it's Guatemala and it's El Salvador and it's Honduras. And those are all the
hell pits.
They're all the poorest, like worst circumstances in Central America. And, you know, probably in this hemisphere, literally. I mean, there's some bad stuff that happens down in South America, but it is utterly lawless. And what is happening to me that is so it's incredulous. I say incredible, but I was totally incredulous when I heard what was happening with them allowing all these people to come across. And to me, the issue is that the liberals are going to paint this as, oh, let's be compassionate to these people. Let's, you know, they're just children that are, you know, children that are running from a war-torn circumstance, and that they're, that they're refugees. Well, in a sense, yes, that's true. But this has been going on for 36 years. It's not like it just started. So to me, that compassion rings utterly hollow, because they're only saying that now in the context of the circumstance of these borders being open, and they're letting all these thugs with tattoos all over their faces that would kill your kid for no reason at all whatsoever. It's mind-blowing.
I mean, because in Guatemala and Mexico now, it's literal devil cults that are into total death and corruption and into dying young, and they just find a Border Patrol agent and his dad fishing and kill him in front of the mother for no reason. Not even because they were Border Patrol. They just wanted to rob him. And it's just, it's like, oh, you're so wonderful. We love you. And Robert Rodriguez is La Reconquista, La Reconquista, as he lives, you know, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well,
it's just crazy town.
It's unconscionable, and it's utterly immoral. It's one of the most evil things that can happen on the face of the earth, is to give power to people like that and let them ravage the society. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, Guatemala is my home country, and I love the people down there. They are beautiful. They're hardworking. They're amazing, wonderful people with huge, open hearts. They're fantastic people, and it just breaks my heart that this is happening to them. But
they're fed on by a criminal class.
And the way to help them is not to let them come across the border and become welfare recipients and under that power, but to help them with self-determination. Help them be able to get up by their bootstraps and change what's happening inside of those countries by our influence, which is what the USA through the CIA has been doing the absolute opposite of that for 36 years. So we are at fault to some degree with what is happening down there, but it's not going to be fixed by letting them all come up here and take advantage of the system that we have.
Well, especially when it's Akern and the Chicago mob literally planning to use them as mules and just exploit them and run fake tax returns through them. I mean, the Democratic Party literally is an organized crime syndicate. I mean, they run the rackets, everything.
The thing that one of the biggest ironies of this whole thing to me is that I just came from 10 years in Chicago, is that Rahm Emanuel said, send them up here. Send them to Chicago. You know what? First of all, Chicago can't even keep what's going on with themselves together. Chicago has one of the highest murder rates in the country.
In the world.
It's a beautiful, wonderful, amazing, gorgeous city, and I love it to death. But, you know, you gotta fix your own house before you start inviting all this into your house. You know, that's just so ludicrous. It doesn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever from any perspective.
And we're on the radio in Chicago, and they're great people. And one neighborhood's safe and nice. The next neighborhood's a literal, I mean, it's just creeping in everywhere. The Democrats really are just, and I'm not glorifying Republicans, they've got all their own corruption problems, but the Democrats themselves really are deviants, Buckley. I mean, and by deviants, they really like screwing stuff up. They're the type of people that you'd invite to a party who would get up and crap in the punch bowl. I mean, I'm really serious.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that's true. And if you look at what's happening in Chicago, if you look at a sort of a heat map of where all the murders have occurred in Chicago, they're basically west of the city and then south, southwest of the city. And those are the two major Hispanic and black populations. So when you go down there and you actually drive through all these neighborhoods and you talk to these people, you see that the vast majority of those people are on welfare. The vast majority of those people are trapped inside of that system, and they are not going to self-determinate out of that because they're in a very vicious cycle. And that's what the liberals want to promote. They want to bring all these people up from Guatemala that are in a hellhole and put them into that system. And
well, it'll kind of be a cherry on top then.
Well, I guess so. But if you back away from all the hysteria, you pull away from all the politics of everything else, it's irrational. And the only way that it could be rationalized is if they were looking for more people to control, but to have more people that were dependent upon the state. Because it doesn't make any sense in any other.
Well, they admit it's Cloward and Piven. It's Agenda 21. It's wrecked the country.
Exactly.
I mean, I was reading, we're in Chicago, all these new taxes Emanuel put in, something like when you sell your place, it's double the tax and just harassing everyone. And I mean, that's the model they want us to live under.
Exactly. It's horrific. I mean, it's the taxes in Chicago are I think they are literally the highest in the country. And let me tell you, like, they downtown is gorgeous. They put out beautiful flowers and they really manicure it and everything else. But that city is utterly and literally one of the most corrupt cities in the United States. And it's an incubator for what the liberal policies
are. And they run a tax against the Second Amendment out of there. It's an evil fortress of scum in government attacking anything good in the country.
Exactly.
Buckley Hammond, thanks for coming in. We're going to take this video report, get it up. Thank you so much. We'll be back with what's really happening in Iraq and the bombing.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that get your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage for your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
now the global SOS. We have deciphered the globalist chaos program of control to destroy free markets and bring in a global tyranny to attack any institution that sound like the family. This is the Jacobin Illuminati plan to overthrow reality. We'll be talking about it with Mark Dice and tying it into Katy Perry and more coming up in the next segment. That's why I mentioned the Illuminati earlier in the transmission today. But if you want to understand Obama over the evening into today, multiple bombing attacks inside Iraq in the region of Kurdistan, where the IS or ISIS, really it's Al-Qaeda on record, that's who they are, group rebranded by the globalists and NATO, armed by them, has been taking over large parts of the country. But the original globalist plan, which is public, is to break the country in three parts. The Kurds get an area, ISIS gets an area, and the Shiites get an area. And that's the public plan. By public, it's talked about in the Council on Foreign Relations publications. It's in scholarly documents. But they go on the news and go, we don't know where they came from. We don't know why they have Stinger missiles. Jeepers, creepers. They talk to you like you're 5 years old, okay? So what you're hearing is not my opinion. This is what's going on. And no one else will tell you. I wish everyone else would tell you. We finally got Rand Paul and Ted Cruz to talk about we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force in Syria. That's right next door. That's where this group, fresh from killing hundreds of thousands of Christians and non-radical Muslims, and anybody that doesn't have a big beard, anybody whose wife, you know, knows how to talk and isn't locked up in the back bedroom. I got ISIS websites and people threatening me now all over the web, look it up, and attacking me. I mean, what a bunch of scum. All a bunch of globalist front cutouts, allowed to operate on Facebook and everywhere else. But if I have a crooked toenail, the SWAT team shows up. Remember the headline 2 weeks ago that ISIS is allowed to operate on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and the government says, let them operate. We track them that way. Give me a break. Now, again, they don't run them. They fund them and open the door for them, like throwing a newborn baby in with starving pit bulls that have rabies. You understand? I'm not saying they don't exist. The media will go, he says there's no such thing as ISIS, and then we didn't have the moon landings. That's how they lie to you. No. What I'm telling you is on record. And here's where you read about it. In late 2001, they had generals and colonels, a colonel in special forces, told the San Francisco Chronicle first, and one guy got kicked out of the army over it, because they said, we would just bomb emplacements of 12 and 14-year-old conscripts in front of Kabul and other areas. We would shell them and kill these little kids once we got there. We were not allowed to attack real Al-Qaeda Taliban bases. They would then literally wait for us when we got there, and we would pay them in gold and load them on C-130s. This is when the Times of London had stuff about the gold, and fly them over the mountains to Pakistani intelligence. And I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, on, who won't talk to anybody else in the West, who's the former head of the Pakistani intelligence and ran the CIA operations there over defeating the Russians. And he concurs with my analysis. This is exactly what happened, okay? So they fly them over to start the operation to destabilize Pakistan and give the West an excuse to attack Pakistan. And then to stir up the rest of the radical Muslims there. So I'm going to explain. This is like putting fire ants in somebody's bed, okay? That's what they do. They pour Al-Qaeda in. They pour Haqqani Network people in. They pour them in. They give them Saudi funding. That's on record. And then they run around killing everybody, but they don't want them getting into the Kurd area or the Shiite area. The deal, the triple cross with Iran and Saudi Arabia, is to divide up Iraq in three parts. Kurds get part of it. The IS gets a new part of it to run their attacks into Syria forever. They have plausible deniability and give U.S. weapons to them and other weapons. And then the Iranian Shiites get part of the south and east bordering Iran. That's what's going on. It's pure evil, butchering the country, deindustrializing it, killing over a million Iraqis, all our troops dying, shutting it down, and now turning it over to people that are killing every Christian in the nation. But when they try to get too far into the Kurd areas, and we're going to blow up the dam and take the oil fields, oh, now Obama, because he doesn't run them, he funds them and opens the door for them. When they start getting into the oil fields, oh, sorry, you can have these oil fields to get your weapons and overthrow Syria. and to menace Jordan and all our supposed allies who our government's trying to overthrow. Egypt, Jordan, all of them. Al-Qaeda's attacking Jordan now. Al-Qaeda's attacking, because if the leaders wear suit and ties and women are somewhat free and you can go to movie theaters and there's food on the shelves and it's stable, the globalists don't want that. Just like they're shipping in people from failed third world nations here. They want to destabilize everything and screw everything up. It's called world government. That's what this is. And there's been heat on Obama, not fighting him, so he's done this bombing as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, the tip of the spear when it comes to promoting truth, justice, the American way, worldwide, the true spirit of 1776, not the counterfeit Illuminati spirit of 1776. And I started out the broadcast today talking about George Washington, who is one of the greatest men who's ever lived, if you know his true story. Just a incredible person of integrity, of strength, across the board, of stamina, of endurance, of leadership, of male prowess. And he fought the Illuminati. You can read his letters, George Washington's letters on the Illuminati, trying to take over Masonry in the United States, trying to control our revolution, make it like the bloody French Revolution that came a few years later in 1800 or so that he predicted. So a lot of people project that on the Founding Fathers, and it's more sophisticated. It was a lot of Christians. It was a lot of deists. A lot of different people that came together, but it was a renaissance against all forms of oppression. And so there was a fake revolution in France out of the Illuminati to bring that in. Now, Katy Perry, in fact, guys, I've got a stack of articles out there I forgot to bring in. Will you bring me the Katy Perry articles in? Thank you. Katy Perry came out in a cover story in Rolling Stone last week. And I've had her dad on the show. She, of course, was married to Russell Brand. And Russell Brand has been on the show a few times and said he is a listener. We need to try to get him back on. I like Russell. I think he's a real person. I don't agree with everything he says. He doesn't agree with me on everything. But he's a truth seeker. And, you know, they would listen to the show. Because that's part of their awakening. He got more away from wanting to be Illuminati-esque. She got more into it. And I'm going to leave it at that because I was able to get to know Katy Perry's dad because he's a pastor and friends with Dave Mustaine, of course, of Megadeth. But long story short, there really isn't an Illuminati. There is an Illuminati mindset, but the original Illuminati did exist. I've talked to high-level movie stars and government people who have told me that they have been part of sex, orgy, magic rituals under government facilities in places like London. Eyes Wide Shut stuff, but they're not killing anybody. But it's basically, you've seen the Rothschild photos that ended up getting, one of them died and it got released last year or so of you know, the images of dead babies and people wearing masks in castles. I mean, it's that stuff really goes on, folks. And of course, I know some of the folks in the Kubrick family, and they were really exposing some stuff there. I'm just going to leave it at that as well. But John Lennon, before he died, was waking up to all this and did some songs about it. I'm not allowed to talk about that either. I'm just going to stop right there. But a lot of people confided in me pretty amazing information that, not specific names or anything. I don't want a hit team to come kill me. The whole point is that there are these subgroups that carry it on. But really, satanic rituals, Luciferian rituals, is more about hyping themselves up and being willing to do bizarre things. And that's the opposite of who George Washington was, a deep, devout Christian who spoke up against it and fought it. But when Katy Perry comes out and says, people say I'm in the Illuminati, and they mention Infowars.com in the news article, but I'm not, but I'd like to be part of it, that's what she's saying. They're adopting it as an archetype or as an image, where almost every Super Bowl or almost every Grammy or Emmy, there's big pyramids, women as witches, fire shooting out, ritualized sex magic. Why is the elite showing this now? Why are they pushing this now? Why are they promoting this now? Well, it's because they're trying to bring their great work in. I remember on the year 2000, they were going to cap the pyramid at Giza. And then they said this elite group on PBS, they reported, had decided the great work was not done yet, and they weren't going to cap it. But what is that great work? Mark Dice has written a whole bunch of best-selling books on it. He's got a new book coming out. He's done a lot of research on the Illuminati. And we'll have Mark about 5-10 minutes into the next hour. We have a guest coming in studio, a great lawyer friend of mine. But before we go any further, I want to give you the floor to break this down for people, because when you talk about the Illuminati, people that used to join the Illuminati at the outer levels were the best people in society, believing it was a renaissance. But in the inner group, it was actually about overthrowing all orders and trampling and being trampled on, and evil for evil's sake, turning the sky into fire, things like that. Extremely nihilistic, pro-death, pit of hell type garbage. That's my view on it. But they're just flaunting this. Oh, you people think there's an Illuminati. Well, we want to join it. So it exists, but it doesn't exist, and we're discredited, and Weird Al Yankovic comes out and makes fun of us, as as it's all in our face, this is an attempt, I think, to roll out the next level of this. Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, thanks for coming on with us.
Appreciate it. Yeah, 5 years ago, hardly anybody knew about the Illuminati, or the only people who did were in patriot circles like your listeners, and people had to seek out the truth to find the Illuminati. But through social media, with Facebook and Twitter becoming so popular, the word has gotten out. Dan Brown's popular book, Angels and Demons, was partially responsible for this, but whitewashing the Illuminati, making them seem as if they were the good guys. And so we have an interesting scenario today where it went from being a very secretive society to hardly anybody knowing about it. Only a few people had written books about it, to now everybody supposedly thinks they know about it, and it's become a part of pop culture. As you said, the cover of Rolling Stone this week is Katy Perry with an Illuminati eye earring, and in the article they mention InfoWars, and she says, yeah, she wants to be a part of the Illuminati. And it's interesting, most people, the pop culture maniacs, believe that the Illuminati is just a secret society of celebrities. And of course, in this Babylonian fallen society, that's the number one goal of most people. And it serves two purposes. It serves to condition the masses that their controllers are cool. They're the ultimate power structure that the little peon public want to be a part of. But this is also serving to help externalize the hierarchy, because as we know, the one world coming religion is going to be that of Luciferianism or Satanism. And they're all building up this big New World Order, Orwellian police state, unified currency, to unleash this global messiah who will announce that he is God. This is a fulfillment of various prophecies and various religions. And so when this ultimately happens, it could be 30 years, it could be 50 years. It seems that we're in the final few pages of this experiment. Because of these pop stars promoting the Illuminati as cool, promoting Satanism as cool, I mean, we have Kesha literally posting satanic pentagrams on her Facebook page, drinking out of a heart, drinking blood out of a heart on stage. This global Masonic Messiah, this counterfeit Christ, will be hailed as the new king of the world, as unveiling this royal secret of the secret societies, which is ultimately that they have been worshiping Lucifer. And it's interesting to see this pop culture Illuminati brand sort of muddy the water so much that most people have no idea about the real Illuminati. You mentioned some of the real actual history of it in the past. I mean, Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, Bavaria, the southern state in Germany, where he founded this, really modernized the ancient mystery school secret society. He was a communist. I mean, he was a tyrant, a scumbag, unlike our founding fathers who wrote out their grievances on paper, signed their name to it, and sent it to the king. Adam Weishaupt took a different approach, and that was to deceive other people that he supposedly was helping with his Illuminati organization. And we can get into some of the actual writings I can read.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I've read those, and I mean, they're public. It's Encyclopedia Britannica, but you've gone out and dug out the actual manuscripts that have larger quotes, how they would manipulate the best in society to believe the Illuminati had this great goal, like we want to help the immigrant children, turn your guns in for the children. But in truth, their plan was the overthrow of reality itself and the destruction of human life.
Everything we see today, it's been modernized, but it has roots back to this cabal, this Adam Weishaupt cabal. And, you know, the people that go to Wikipedia for a source say, oh, well, it was abolished and it disintegrated in 1787. That's what Wikipedia says. Well, there was actually a fourth edict by the Duke of Bavaria issued. An edict is an act of law denouncing the Illuminati. And he wrote out these several edicts calling for them to be arrested and saying that anybody who was associated with them would be imprisoned, et cetera. But after the supposed mainstream historians of the Wikipedia unreliable page says that they were extinguished, 3 years later, in 1790, the Duke of Bavaria issued a fourth edict where he actually said that they were continuing to expand. I mean, I can read some of the edict here.
Well, George Washington wrote passels of letters decrying their infiltration of the U.S. military. This is after he was president, after he retired, and their infiltration of Masonry.
And that was after they were supposedly extinguished. And the person who took over the Illuminati after Adam Weishaupt had fled Bavaria was a man named J.J.C. Bode, Johann Bode. And his journal has been published. and he met with some high-level Masons in France and introduced, in his own journal, he says that he introduced the Illuminati into Masonic lodges, into what he called, they renamed it the Philadelphs, and into the Jacobin Society, as you had mentioned earlier. And so he literally imported the Illuminati, or exported the Illuminati into France to prepare for the French Revolution. Of course, that's called a conspiracy theory today. And many people will point to George Washington being a Mason. Many of the founding fathers say, well, George Washington was a master Mason. Well, a master Mason, as you know, Alex, is only a third level. It has nothing to do even with the Scottish Rite.
Well, exactly. Plus, I'm not even defending Masonry, but I mean, I've had a lot of family that were high-level Masons, the best people you could imagine. It was giant ancient mystery schools that went back to King Solomon's temple and beyond. And so within Masonry and the higher degrees are basically all the secret pre-Christian stuff, including Judaic. So if you really want to get into it, it's Egyptian and Judaic, and it actually gets into the white priesthood of Egypt, and then you have kind of the Sith. That's the Star Wars modern cosmologies. You have the Sith that are the dark side of it, and then you have the Jedis that are the good side of it. And, of course, that's New Agey because it's the old age. It's ancient. I'm not even defending it. It's just that it wasn't something to supplant Christianity. It was the Masons that built most of the cathedrals in Europe. It's that it always had that Illuminati Sith vein in it, and then it was reflowering under the Jacobins and under Adam Weishaupt.
Manly P. Hall, a 33rd degree Mason, considered to be Masonry's greatest philosopher by the governing body of Freemasonry, wrote in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, which your viewers can see is here on my shelf, that he believed that the secret societies, the mystery schools, got taken over, like you said, you called them the Sith, making a Star Wars reference, but got taken over by corrupt men that hijacked these really just early fraternities, early universities, and then kept everybody out of the way, kept everybody dumbed down. And it's a perversion, really, of the ancient and early sciences. And in many Masonic books themselves, I mean, they will admit that Freemasonry is a secret society within a secret society. And if you read the original writings, I hated history in school, but I've come to love it in the last 10 years.
Well, then they try to make it as boring as possible and only create division with it and basically teach baloney.
I mean, if you actually look, people talking about the Illuminati, this, and it's becoming a joke, really, if you search social media, because so many people think they know about it. And
oh, yeah, it's a big pickup line now for, like, 18-year-old women to tell them, hey, come have sex with me, and I'll teach you about the Illuminati. And then the idiots doing it have no idea. It's like people pretending to be Nigerian princes.
I have people from Nigeria contacting me because there's people out there offering to join the Illuminati and charging money. We had a big figure, infomercial guy out here in America that sold memberships basically and said that a secret council of former Illuminati members joined him and you could learn the Illuminati secrets for $1,000. But the real...
Yeah, that was Kevin Trudeau, by the way, who I had no idea 5-6 years ago when he wanted to come on the show and interview him. I knew him, from promoting herbs and his book and, hey, you ought to have a right to sell a book. I had no idea his other books literally said that. And then he said he saw aliens at Area 51 and that the aliens talked to him. And I went to dinner with him and he said, yes, I saw the aliens. And I said, dude, you're full of bull. I can tell you're lying. And I left. And I'm not throwing him under the bus. It's just that, yeah, he's another one of these guys.
Yeah, I used to be a big fan of Kevin Trudeau and have a lot of respect for him as well.
No, he wrote some good books that I read, but he also wrote pure crap. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he is a slick-talking salesman, and unfortunately he went off the rail and tried to take advantage of this Illuminati hype and the global information network that he started. GIN was $1,000 to join and $150 a month to supposedly learn the insider Illuminati secrets from supposed members that have defected. So
maybe he believes he's telling the truth. He saw the aliens there at 51 and, saw the little dead bodies. And I'm not trying to even attack him. The point is I was just backing up what you said.
Yeah, and I didn't want to throw him under the bus either, but the point is that in this pop culture mania, the real core Illuminati, the facts have almost gotten buried. And in my book, The Illuminati Facts and Fiction, came out in 2009, 5 years ago, before it really started getting out of control. And if you really want to know the truth and the core of the Illuminati, you can look and find their actual original writings. I mean, they've been translated.
In fact, you republished proofs of this conspiracy that I read when I was like 15 years old. And my dad had an original copy about 100 years old, or not an original, it'd be 200 years old, but he had a reprint from about from like 1898 or something that I read all about the Illuminati.
Yeah, a science professor called Natural Philosophy back then named John Robison published a book, which is still available today. I republished it, Proofs of a Conspiracy, that, and he included many of the original confiscated writings. I mean, it's incredible because back then there was obviously no radio, no television, but there were bookstores and magazines and newspapers. And I mean, straight from Adam Weishaupt's own pen, he wrote, by establishing reading societies and subscription libraries and taking these under our direction and supplying them through our labors, we may turn the public mind whichever way we want. In a like manner, we will obtain influence in the military academies, the printing houses, bookseller shops, and in short, all offices which have any effect in either forming or managing or directing the mind of man. We will get the literary journals. We will take carefully timed pieces, meaning articles, to make citizens and the princes a little more noticed for certain little slips, meaning to use the media to attack the people. I mean, he even wrote about using feminism to break down the family, and this was over 200 years ago. There's no way of influencing men so powerfully as by the means of women. These should be our chief study. We should insinuate ourselves in their good opinion, use hints of emancipation from the tyranny of public opinion and of standing up for themselves, and they will be serving us with zeal without even knowing it.
And now Madonna and Katy Perry kneel to the Illuminati and beg to be given admittance on the plane of Southern...
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
interesting lawyer, Jamie Malaysia, is running for political office in Texas. He's a great radio interview, a lot of great constitutional information. He was a cop for a long time in Austin, and I ran into him at a concert a while back. But the point is that he's going to be in studio with us talking about a lot of different issues. Before we go any further, we've got 5 minutes left here and 5 minutes the next segment with Mark Dice, so I want to invite back again very, very soon. But when you look at what he was just reading, Adam Weishaupt's letters there that are public and that the German government was able to get and confirm, it's all the things we see today. This is an Illuminati conspiracy. This is their program of human control. People ask, well, its roots go back to Germany and France, but where is it today? Well, there's clear evidence they founded Skull and Bones at Yale, and I want Mark, who's an expert on that, to speak to that. It then founded CIA. That's indisputable. And even major directors put out movies like The Good Shepherd, where it shows a king doing satanic rituals dressed up as death, with him bathing in feces and being urinated on. Now, I mean, let me tell you, that's just when they're 20 years old, folks. And it just gets crazier from there. So let's get into that, Mark Dice. What are the heirs to the Illuminati today? More on Skull and Bones and other areas. Because when you see Katy Perry people, they're groveling, I guess, to make the Illuminati the new royalty, which they claim they wanted to overthrow, but now they're becoming, worshiping them.
Yeah, you can see a clear line in history from Skull and Bones, or from the Illuminati to Skull and Bones, to the Council on Foreign Relations founded in 1921, which, your audience is familiar with, but the general public thinks it's a committee in Congress, to the Bilderberg Group, which supposedly just didn't exist for, 60 years. And then, well, now it does exist, but it's just not important, to the Bohemian Grove. But there's a couple interesting direct connections between the Skull and Bones Society over there at Yale University and the original Bavarian Illuminati in Germany. Most people familiar a little bit with Skull and Bones. Of course, it's just said to be a fraternity, even though the members don't join until they're a senior. It's actually a senior society gearing them for a postgraduate network, but you'll never hear that in the mainstream press. It's just a fraternity of rich kids. So Skull and Bones founded in 1832. Coincidentally enough, directly after one of the founders, William Huntington Russell, was studying over in Germany abroad, just around that same time that the Illuminati went deeper into hiding, was expanding their activity and their membership. So we have one of the founding members of Skull and Bones, again, a senior society, studying in Germany, where the Illuminati is active, comes over, found Skull and Bones, the first secret society at Yale University, the first senior society, who, of course, their symbols are all of death and devil worship. But that's not the only connection. We have a break-in. Some students broke into the Skull and Bones headquarters in 1876, and they called themselves File and Claw. They published a newsletter. They used a file and filed away some of the security bars in the headquarters there, where, by the way, the members have a session every Thursday night and every Sunday night to prep them for their positions potentially within the power structure. No alcohol is served, of course. It's not a party. It's a preparatory school for the elite invisible empire. We can get more into it on the other side of the break.
That's right. And of course, if your son, may have five kids, but this son looks like a good prospect, you send him. If he doesn't like to worship Satan and have orgies with males and females, he's not going to be ready to cut babies' hearts out later. And again, cutting a baby's heart out just gets you ready to burn a country down. Hail Satan.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.